is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Poncho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Cup of Justice. The town of Buckeye, Arizona, in the early 1870s, was a bustling, thriving little community that had its share of shops, stores, and gambling halls like any other town on the frontier. Poncho and I were headed toward the town when we spotted the smoking ruins of a solitary ranch house.
Wait for Poncho, Cisco.
Faster, Diablo.
You gotta go faster, faster, faster.
I hope we are in time to help.
Oh, Poncho hopes so too, Cisco.
Come on, Cisco.
Hey, Poncho, not so fast. Wait for Poncho.
Madre mia. Rotten, murdering sidewinders.
Aye, this is terrible. We're too late. The house burned down and everybody dead.
These people did not die from fire, Poncho.
What do you mean, Cisco?
They died from bullets.
What kind of coyote could do such a thing, Cisco?
I will answer that when we catch up with this killer.
But how we find him? There's so many tracks around here, we not know which one to follow.
The town of Buckeye is not far from here. That is where we will begin. The killer or killers cannot have much of a head start.
Aye, somebody shoot at me. Aye, that bullet close in that Poncho's sombrero of Poncho's head.
Andre, get out of here.
Aye, that maverick,
he
shoot that bullet through Poncho's sombrero.
Move fast, Poncho, you'll be killed.
Poncho moving fast like grease lightning. All right, Cisco, Poncho ready.
Up here,
go! Go!
Joe! Hey, Joe Gronin, wait up!
Get up there.
I've been looking for you, Joe.
Oh, well, I just got back to town, Dick.
Yeah, me too. Where you been?
Oh, out collecting money that's coming to me.
Gambling debt?
Yep. Walt Harper lost the last time we played. He owes me $300.
Did you get it?
No, Walt wasn't home. You just ride back into town?
Yep. I was out collecting money too, Joe.
You say it as if you were ashamed, Dick. After all, the money that's owed to you is for groceries you sold folks from your store.
Why don't you give up gambling for a living, Joe?
Well, thanks for your concern, Dick. I figure all of life's a gamble anyway. It's a 50-50 chance, win or lose, live or die.
Now, you won't feel that way, Joe, if folks go on a law and order rampage. You know how these frontier towns are.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, Cayuse, hold it!
Hold it. Come on into the square deal and give Dame Fortune a rumble, Dick.
Hmm. I have my chance against your luck, Joe. Besides, I don't gamble. With me, it's got to be a sure thing or nothing.
Yeah, then I'll see you later, Dick. I don't like the company that's heading this way.
You mean Wade Duncan? Why object to him? He's a gambler, same as you.
Not quite the same. Mark Dex he uses are out of my league. I'll see you later, Dick.
Whoa, this truckhead. Whoa.
Howdy, Dick. You're the hombre I'm looking for.
Howdy, Wade. I'm just on my way over to the store. Ride with me.
Yeah. Yeah, get up there.
You just get back to town, Wade?
You know I did. Coming right in. It's like I saw you jawing with that coyote Joe Gronin.
I learned something from him that may be to our advantage.
What?
He was out of town at the same time we were.
That's better news than you think. We're going to need an alibi.
Why? Didn't you get Walt Hopper? Didn't you set fire to his place?
I got him all right, him and his cousins. Tried to get a couple of long-nosed jayhawkers that rode up to snoop.
Did they see you?
If they did, I wouldn't be here now.
Did you recognize him?
But I did. It was a Cisco Kid and his partner, Poncho.
Cisco? I wonder what he's doing in this part of the country.
You can give odds we're going to find out. Cisco will go after Walt Harper's killer as sure as a tray follows a deuce.
And we'll leave a trail for him to follow. A trail that'll take him straight to Joe Groen. Who knows? If we're real lucky, maybe they'll even kill each other.
Roberta! Roberta Schmidt, where are you?
Well, here, Joe, in the back of the store.
Where?
We're among these bolts of calico.
Oh, yeah. Say, that's a right pretty piece of dress goods you got there. It sure would look pretty on you, Roberta.
I was thinking of making it up into a dress for the dance Saturday night over at Thomason, Joe.
Oh, I've got a new vest and fancy shirt for the dance, Roberta. We'll be the best-looking couple on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't know you were going to ask me. I've already accepted Dick Carmichael's invitation to go with him.
Oh, did you? Well, that changes matters considerable.
I wish you hadn't waited so long, Joe. You know I like dancing with you better than anyone.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday I'll own a store, too, and then I'll have the first chance to ask.
Oh, that's not it at all, Joe Gronin, and you know it's not. My working here in the store for Dick Carmichael has nothing to do with my accepting his invitation.
Now, wait a minute, Roberta. You don't owe me any explanations. You have a right to go out with anyone you want to.
That's right. I'm glad you realize it. Excuse me. I have customers to take care of.
Yeah, I know how Dick Carmichael has come to depend on you. We'll talk about it when you get rid of your customers.
If there's nothing further you want in this store, Joe Gronin, you're welcome to leave.
Oh, Santo Pancho, like a senor, say something bad to the senorita, Cisco.
Perhaps you're all right, Pancho. With your permission, senorita, if this hombre has been offensive.
Oh, thank you, sir, for your concern. Very gallant of you.
That's a sure way to get into trouble, stranger.
Well, you the one would get into trouble, hombre, if you start anything with Cisco.
Oh, hello, Dick. Hello, Wade.
Hello, Roberta. Howdy, Joe. Surprised to see you so soon.
Howdy, Roberta. You're not keeping good company.
You mean Cisco and Pancho, hombre?
No. I was referring to Joe Gronin.
You got a wagging tongue for gambler, Wade. Either shut up or put your gun where your mouth is.
Ah, you wall-eyed vinegar.
Right, hombre. Huff and toes, that was a fast call.
Keep your guns in your holsters, hombre. Listen to what I have to say.
Why should we? Who are you?
Well, you find out quick enough who Cisco is.
You are Joe Gronin?
Yeah. What about it?
You are Dick Carmichael?
Yes, I am.
And you are Wade Duncan?
Yeah.
For the past hour, mi compañero and I have been asking questions around town.
Well, then you should have learned something.
I learned that the three of you were out of town all morning, and that you all returned about the same time.
Well, what if they did? What about it?
Mi compañero and I came across a ranch house, burned to the ground.
And all the hombres on that ranch they murdered with bullets in the back.
Murdered? Where's this ranch?
Near the fork of Waterman Wash and the Gila River.
Harper's place.
What, you say Walt and his cousins are dead?
That is what I said. And unless I miss my guess, whoever is responsible for those killings also fired at Pancho and me.
Oh, gosh, that's awful. I'm so glad you and your partner didn't get hurt.
Gracias. I'm sure one of you three hombres is the killer I'm looking for. I intend to find out who he is. I intend to see that hombre behind bars.
By what right? I don't see no badge in your pocket.
The law is more than a badge in a pocket, hombre. It is the justice decent people feel when a wrong has been done. One of you is a murderer. I promise you, whoever you are, a full measure from the cup of justice.
How'd you make out, Dick?
Let's sit down. I'll tell you all about it.
You talk to Cisco by yourself? Tell him about Joe Gronin riding out to Walt Harper's place to collect the gambling debt?
I did better than that. I mentioned it to Roberta Schmidt while Cisco and Pancho were listening.
Hey, what'd Cisco say?
He said he wasn't going to take the law into his own hands.
You mean he ain't going after Joe?
I didn't say that. Cisco's getting up a citizen's law and order committee to act as judge and jury.
He's going to make Joe Gronin stand trial for the Harper killing, huh?
That's right. That's not funny. Joe might be able to prove he's not guilty.
Well, we got to fix that.
We will. Just as soon as Joe comes into the cafe.
How?
Get over by that window. Knowing Joe, you can bet he won't let himself be taken without a fight.
And when the fight starts between him and Cisco, I kill Joe.
No. You kill Cisco. And make sure you don't miss.
But why Cisco?
Because he'll find out you're the hombre he's after if you don't stop him. The Committee for Law and Order will take care of Joe Gronin. Leave it to them.
I'll take care of my end of the deal. Leave it to me.
Beat it. Joe's coming. He's heading into the cafe now.
Joe? Joe Gronin? Over here.
Who wants me?
Oh, it's you, Dick. What do you want? I'm in a hurry. I'm busy.
Oh, don't be mad at me, Joe. I'm on your side. You know, the Cisco kid is stirring up the town against you.
Yeah, I heard about the Citizens Committee for Law and Order.
What are you going to do, Joe?
Plenty. The Cisco kid thinks he's going to hold a kangaroo court and convict me for something I didn't do. He's in for the surprise of his life. And that surprise is his death.
This is a committee for law and order, not a lynch mob. If you really want law and order, you cannot convict an hombre before he is tried. Joe Cronin is innocent until he is proven guilty. I am going into the cafe after him. And when I bring him out, there will be a fair trial. Sorry. Come on, Pancho.
Cisco, look there, that Senorita Roberta coming this way.
Cisco, that mob won't give Joe a fair trial.
Well, you're wrong, Senorita Roberta. Cisco will be there and it'll be a fair trial.
Oh, please, Cisco, I know Joe's innocent because... But because he's a gambler...
Believe me, Senorita Roberta. If Joe Gronin is innocent,
He will have a chance to prove it. Now keep away from the doorway, senorita, in case of gunplay.
Be careful, Cisco. Well, look out, Joe Grun, I'm going to draw on you.
You ain't taking me out to be lynched.
Are you hurt?
No, Cisco just shot the gun out of my hand.
Well, then he must have fired that shot after you wounded him.
But I didn't shoot him.
Watch out, Joe. That vigilance committee with Cisco is out for blood.
I can still use my other gun and my other hand.
Joe, are you all right?
He's all right, Roberta.
Cisco, the one who won't get shot.
Joe, how could you?
But Roberta, I didn't.
Cisco, your arm, is it badly hurt?
No, senorita. Gracias for your concern. My arm will be all right.
Yeah, after what he did to the Harpers and Cisco. Let's reach him.
Yeah, let's go.
There will be no lynching, hombre. You cannot have law and order with mob rule.
All right. All right. I reckon I've got to stand trial before this peace-loving bunch of vigilantes. But I know the stacked deck you're dealing from.
Oh, right. Move along, hombre.
Si, move along, pronto.
Remember, Joe, I'll act as lawyer in your defense.
Thanks, Dick.
Looks like the whole town's turning out for the trial, Dick.
Yes, you're right, Wade. Looks like everyone here in the cafe wants to witness it. You're mighty lucky Cisco didn't see you throw that lead at him.
Cisco's mighty lucky I didn't kill him. He moved the same instant I shot. That's what saved him.
Now, we got to make sure nothing saves Joe.
Nothing can. Like Joe said, that mob's got a lynch fever. More than likely hang him.
With me pleading his defense? I'm going to make sure they hang him.
Before, there will be no lynching. Anyone who tries it will answer to me and the six bullets in my gun.
Si, and Topanto's gun, too.
Cisco, Pancho, all you others, will you listen to me? I didn't kill the Hoppers any more than I fired the shot that hit Cisco in the arm.
You'll have plenty of time to prove the truth of what you say, Joe Cronin. You, hombres, take him over by the schoolhouse. That is where the trial will be held.
And right outside the schoolhouse is a live oak tree. That's where we'll hang him after the trial.
Wait until after the trial to talk of punishment. First, find out if an hombre is guilty. Un momento, Pancho. You stay here with me.
What's the matter, Cisco? Why we wait here?
For Senorita Roberta. She's coming this way now.
Cisco, why did you let that mob take Joe?
They will not harm him, Senorita Roberta.
See, they not want to have no trouble with Cisco.
Cisco, I know Joe Groening. I know he's not a killer. I believe him.
Senor Joe is not the one who wounded me. I shot the gun from his hand before he had a chance to use it.
But Cisco, your arm, Pancho, here they go.
Not so fast now, not so fast. I am not positive who fired the shot that wounded me. But I am sure I can draw that coyote out into the open at the trial.
Oh, si, Cisco, si. You the one who can do it. But how you do it?
You mean you're going to let them try, Joe, even though you know he didn't shoot you and you think he's innocent of the Harper killing?
It's the only way I know to flush the real murderers out into the open. The hombre we are after will betray himself during the trial. And when he does, he will collect the justice and punishment awaiting him.
And the only way to convict Joe Cronin is for this jury to have positive evidence that he is the killer. Now, men, no such evidence
exists.
Pancho,
Cisco,
move
it to the hitch rack in front of Dick Carmichael's store.
See?
Our horses and the horses belonging to Senor Joe, Dick Carmichael, and Wade Duncan are tied there.
Senor Joe's horse there, too?
See. Someone tied his horse there in preparation for the hanging they hope will take place after this trial.
You see who do it, Cisco?
No, Chico. But I have a pretty good idea. Bring all those horses here as soon as you can.
Oh, Pancho, do this.
Bueno, andale.
Where's Pancho going, Cisco?
On a little errand for me, Senorita Roberta.
Consideration or a man's background, the way he earns...
You can't stop right there, Dick. He got all the facts we need. We know where our Joe Cronin earns his money. And that he murdered the horses because of a gambling
debt. Cisco, all of you. This trial is not over. There is other evidence. Evidence that will definitely prove and establish who is the guilty hombre.
Well, thank you, Cisco. That's what we need,
is
definite proof.
Do you really have proof, Cisco? What is it?
You will see as soon as Pancho returns.
Well, there he comes now. He's leading all those horses.
Out of the way, senores. Make way for Pancho and all these
cowboys. That is far enough, Pancho. Stay where you are. Come along, Senorita Roberta. Pancho, get the curry comb from my saddlebag.
Oh, Pancho, get it. Curry comb? What for, Cisco?
What kind of new evidence do you have, Cisco?
Here. Here the curry comb, Cisco.
Gracias, Pancho. Evidence that will prove Joe Cronin is innocent, Dick Carmichael. With your words, you have been digging a grave for Senor Joe. I think you are going to fall into that grave yourself, hombre.
Me? Well, what do you mean?
When I use this comb on the neck of my horse, the particles of dust and dirt are light in color, as you can see.
Well, what does that prove?
Now try the same thing on Senor Joe's horse.
It's no different from the dust from your horse, Cisco.
I did not think it would be. But when I curry the horse ridden by the hombre who committed those killings, the dust will be black from the soot and smoke of the fire he set to the Harper Ranch House.
All right, go ahead. Try it on my horse. If you think it was me, you'll find out you're mistaken.
Pancho, bring that buckskin horse belonging to Wade Duncan over here.
Hey, look at him. Wade Duncan is trying to make a getaway.
Play the moment. Here's the guilty maverick.
We got him. We got him. Hang on, little boy. He ain't going nowhere except him over to that noose of that rope tied to the limb of that tree.
Yeah. Come on.
Leave me alone. Oh, what if you do find something you curry my horse? What does that prove?
That you were the only hombre who was at the scene of the crime and therefore the only one who can be guilty. Hombre, the only way to save yourself from stretching hemp is to confess your guilt. I promise you protection from this mob.
Oh, all right. All right. I did kill Walt Harper and his cousin. Shot at you and Poncho when you rode up there, but it wasn't my idea.
Well, then who the idea belonged to?
Dick Carmichael.
Dick Carmichael?
That's Johnny Wheeler.
I have him. Bueno, Cisco. You shoot the gun from that Sidewinder's hand.
All right, senores, all right. Here are the two guilty mavericks. I'm sure Wade Duncan will fill in all the details of the crime.
These two bombers are going to dance on there at the loop end of a tightrope.
Look, senores, look.
There's a better way to deal with them. Now listen to me. It is the way of justice. The only way in which any town or community can be safe from crime, violence, and murder. It is the voice of all the people. Not just a few vigilantes.
You mean the territorial circuit judge, Cisco?
That is what I mean. I leave it in your hands. Mob rule or law and order?
Well, when you put it that way, there's no doubt we all know what we want, Cisco.
Right, folks? Hey!
Would marry Senor Joe, even though he is a gambler, Senorita?
Oh, of course I would, Cisco. But I'd rather that he'd settle down and work at something else.
You know, he told me he intends to give up gambling for a living and that he wants to buy a little rancho. So, there is nothing to prevent your getting married as soon as you want to.
Well, I think it's wonderful that he wants to buy a ranch, but as for the marriage, Joe has asked me.
What
well,
the horses
are going
to saddle? They ready for us to go, Cisco? Poncho say adios to you, Senorita. And Poncho we seen your Joe here, so Poncho can say adios to him, too.
Joe said he'd be here to say goodbye to you.
Huh?
He'll be along any moment. And I want to thank you, Poncho, for all that you did.
Oh, Senorita Roberta. Very kind of thanks, Poncho. Like you put your arm around Poncho and give him the keys on his cheek.
And you, Cisco, you know that you have my everlasting gratitude.
Oh, now Cisco gets the same kind of thanks what Poncho gets. Chihuahua, that's not the way the Senorita kiss Poncho.
Get up, Poncho. Stay here where you are, Senorita Roberta. Here comes Senor Joe.
You mean with my arms around you?
Hmm?
Oh, of course I will, Cisco, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you are not interrupting, Senor Joe.
I just want to thank you and Poncho for all you did for me. I want you to know that there's no bad feelings about you and Roberta.
Oh, but Joe...
Gracias for your good wishes, Senor Joe.
I can understand why Roberta would rather have a hombre like you, Cisco.
But Joe...
No. Go ahead, Senor Joe.
Well, I don't know exactly how to say it. But I can understand how she'd rather marry you.
But Joe, Cisco hasn't asked me to marry him.
Well, why don't you ask her, Cisco?
Why don't you speak for yourself, Senor Joe?
That's right. Why don't you speak for yourself?
You mean...
Yes. Well, of course that's what I mean.
Oh, that's so wonderful, and it makes Poncho so happy. Because Poncho know now you both be happy from now on.
Poncho.
Oh, she's going to that Dick or Carmichael and then that Wade Duncan. Oh, they going to be in jail for the rest of their lives, I think, no?
Si, Poncho, they will.
Yeah, they will.
You know, it surprised me to learn during the trial that Walt Harper was killed because he knew about Dick Carmichael selling stolen goods in his store.
Oh, he was bad hombre. That Dick Carmichael and that Senor Joe, he was bashful hombre. Really bashful.
Well, why do you say that, amigo?
Well, look along he way to ask the Senorita Roberta to marry him.
I see what you mean.
See? That Senor Joe, he almost as bashful as Pancho's cousin Tomas.
Your cousin Tomas is really bashful, eh, Pancho?
Oh, si. Cousin Tomas one time won a prize in a contest for being the most bashful.
What was the prize?
Well, Pancho, no, no. Cousin Tomas, too bashful to go up and get it.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, si.
Happy hablo.
Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Center.